Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 113, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, take a slurp of that shit, and say officially, off the top, fuck the Koch brothers, and fuck Fox News. It's Monday, December 16th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Oh, Jack Sweaty, Bamba Lamba. Oh, Jack Sweaty, Bamba Lamba. Jack Sweaty is a fat. Bamba Lamba, wear diapers on his back. Bamba Lamba. That is courtesy of Trite Gang. And also, I did that at a live show like a year ago, but we never release our live shows. You gotta come see us to hear the AKs we do there. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Boom, 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 boom. Insane in the membrane.
Insane membrane.
Yeah.
What's remember that?
Yeah. Oh, Cypress, do I remember Hill? That?
Insane. Went insane. Got no brain. You got no insane. Brain. You probably got not be no able to brain. Leave because or live because your central nervous system would be useless. Mm. Okay, so go back to the drawing board. Be real. But that one is from Hannah Soltis.
And
so
the beginning of that song was the drop for all like shitty morning radio things. What's the matter? I say, don't you know I'm loco, loco? And then it'd be like, boom,
boom, boom. Also, shout out to Nick Gutierrez, okay? Because your girl, Ale, she loves you. Okay? It's your birthday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. We're doing requests like that now?
Well, you know, somebody
speaking
came
of morning
to me,
zoo radio.
Somebody, you know, when people reach out on behalf of their loved ones,
okay.
A very touching thing happened with me and Her Majesty. I understand the power of a significant other reaching out to those
it's
your
a beautiful
partner may
thing.
Idolize.
I'm not hating it. I'm just saying it reduces
moved.
Us to the level of morning zoo radio.
Well, that would be, I mean, they get paid more, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why not?
Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented comedian and film expert, Caitlin Durante.
Hi.
Hi, Caitlin.
Some more anagrams.
Fuck yeah. Wait, you have more?
Yeah. How? I always have more.
Your fucking name is too malleable.
How is it possible that your name is that perfect for anagrams?
It's the best name in the world.
It's got to be, yeah.
Okay. So everyone name your children Caitlin Durante.
Yeah,
or, it's very grammable.
Or Dracula.
Yeah, most people say grammable meaning Instagram, but I'm talking about anagrammable.
Anagrammable.
You have a grammable name.
Thank you. Here are today's...
Here are today's anagrams for Caitlin Durante.
Indict a real nut. Speaking of Boris Johnson.
Wow. Holy shit.
Seriously.
Indict a real nut?
I mean, they're even topical.
What the fuck? Yeah, one was just like, well, Epstein didn't kill himself? I'm like, how? No,
wait a second. All right. We will indict
wait, do you got more?
A real
I
nut.
I have one more.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Pump your brakes,
how dare
Chad.
You interrupt? Yeah.
I apologize.
And this one is Iranian Ted cult. Now,
Iranian
I don't know if that
Ted
means...
Cult. Like Ted, like Iranians who are addicted to TED Talks?
Or just Iranian people named Ted, who all have joined a cult.
Yeah.
Right.
Not sure. Open to interpretation.
Yeah.
And those are both courtesy of at Mostly Mutesart.
All right.
Mostly Mutesart. Well, we are thrilled to have you here today.
Sight gang Amadeus Mutesart.
Mutesart. Mostly Mutesart. Is that because he's mostly, or she's mostly a lingerer?
I don't know the origins of their handle.
Yeah. You don't know the origins of all your followers' handles?
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Well, shit, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. Killer Cam.
Killer.
Not feeling these dinosaurs. Does not believe in them.
I don't know. Very skeptical. Okay, so Cameron, for people who don't remember, if you're not a big hip-hop head, do you remember the song, Oh Boy? Or, yeah, okay, from the Rock? Dipset? No? Mm-hmm. Anybody?
Oh,
anyway,
I remember that.
He was on a podcast. Just this clip will warm your heart.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for somebody with lyrics like his, I mean...
Amazing. I've,
the man who said, man, you terry cloth, that means you very soft. Gravy Mercedes, add the cranberry sauce.
Damn.
Yeah, he might have some takes on dinosaurs.
Yeah, you can be really good at one thing.
Hey, yo, lock my garage. Rock my massage. Fuck it. Bucket by Oshkosh Bagosh. His lyrics are so ridiculous.
We're going to talk about Mitch McConnell, the Cameron of the Senate. I don't know. No real relation between those two stories, but he's an asshole.
Speaking of the Senate.
Preparing America for a sham trial.
Or actually, speaking of impeachment, another Cameron lyric. Get head with the lights on, lights out. I used to drop Lewinsky off at the White House. Holla at me, Bill. He said, holla at me, Bill.
Did he really?
He was a half joke rapper before people really realized how funny he is.
Yeah. We're going to look at the effect of screens on these kids.
On these teens.
These days. Yeah. I'm going to add S's to some words that don't have S's because I'm an old man. I was telling Miles, like, yesterday, I was walking in and a Werther's Original just, like, appeared in my pocket.
It was weird.
I think I'm just, like, getting... It's like I was bit by a radioactive old person.
Or you're, like, a dad version of Dr. Manhattan.
Right.
And all you can do is summon Werther's into your
just
pocket.
Like, like, I reach in, there's three today, and it just keeps...
Like, oh, God. Can I offer you one? Yeah, okay, old man.
Baby yoga. We're going to talk about Pepsi Cafe. These drink manufacturers stay trying to create a refreshing coffee beverage that they can and deliver to the masses. So
I don't
we'll
know.
Talk about that.
None of them have ever been successful.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Well, we're not taste testing it. We're just looking
it's
at
just
the
been
description
announced.
And trying to figure out
I mean, can, more like can as in like fire them.
Wow.
Right.
Like from their
tell
job.
Them. Yeah. Tell them. Thank
yeah.
you. We got the consultant in.
Oh, man. I wonder if somebody in HR at either Campbell's Soup or Pepsi, or Coca-Cola does that bit a lot.
When they have to fire
someone.
Hey, guys,
someone? I think it's time to can this whole department.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, a lot of people's
sadly.
Lives are going to be ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you hear what I said? I said,
you hear what
anyway,
I said
you guys
with the
are
cans?
Fired. No severance pay. Don't even try and file for unemployment.
We heard you were going to unionize. We're going to talk about the AI revolution. Because that is something we've been hearing about for years. The AI is going to come in. You know, the robots took over manufacturing, AI is about to take over all the other jobs, and it's already, you know, running these massive websites like Facebook and Twitter, and it turns out none of that's actually true necessarily. It's being overstated, and what it's doing is papering over the fact that these massive companies are exploiting the shit out of cheap labor. So we're going to talk about the exploitative practices of your Amazons, your Facebooks. We're going to talk about some fast food promotions for the holidays.
There's just brand. There's so many branded things.
Mm.
It's, I mean, I usually would like giggle at a lot of these things, but when I look at them all like in a list, I'm like, where have we gone?
Yeah. What happened? We went wrong somewhere along the way. Benioff and wife. Benioff and Weiss.
Benioff and wife. You know, that old comedy duo. Benioff and wife.
Take my Weiss. Seriously.
Oh, man.
Benioff and Weiss have settled on their next project. They tried Game of Thrones. They tried the Civil War. They tried Star Wars. Now they have moved on to, well, we'll explain what it is. And then we're going to look at Home Alone, the reboot, and also Home Alone, the Orige, the holiday classic. Because there's some hidden conservative ideology in there we're going to talk about.
Whoa, we missed that when we talked about it on the Bechdelcast recently.
Or very overt, depending on if you... A lot of this came out after John Hughes passed away, where people were like, you can tell he was wearing all of his conservatism on his sleeve.
John Hughes is like straight up... Like all the movies that happen in the John Hughes movie universe, it's just...
People are dirty.
Yeah, it's like a conservative...
Lift yourself up, son.
Yeah, I mean, think about Ferris Bueller.
Oh, I mean, the wet... bandits or whatever they call themselves, you know, your Joe Pesci and your Daniel Stern.
They're
being punished for trying to steal from the rich redistribute the wealth. I see now.
Yeah,
I actually did talk about that on the episode.
And there's some interesting shit about how they drive around in a plumber van, a beat up old plumber van. So
what were they doing before?
Are former plumbers who lost their job and now have to steal from the rich.
Wow.
Who are exploiting them.
And they're dirty.
Yes.
Because they're poor.
Right. Of course.
Which is like everything. Oh, pigeon lady?
Yeah.
Dirty as fuck. The
right.
old man with the shovel? Nasty and stinky.
Yeah. You can tell that guy's not a real cop because he has a gold tooth. Can't trust a person with a gold tooth. What is something, Caitlin, from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
I Googled the phrase platonic fan fiction. Because I wanted to see. We're all familiar with erotic fanfiction,
like just
right?
Straight up hardcore shippery shipping.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, is platonic fanfiction a thing? Because I want to start writing it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I wanted to make sure that I had invented it. I don't know if I did or not. The Google search didn't yield much in the way of information.
There was
I think at this point it's safe to say that you have invented it.
Okay.
There was a work
much.
Of fan fiction that was like a crime solving detective novel with Joe Biden and Barack Obama.
Oh,
like,
that's
pretty. That sounds platonic.
Yeah, it's platonic. Well, they didn't make love during the course of the book in
the
any
first
way.
Two acts.
Right. In any way that was overt.
Yeah.
There are parts where they wake up in bed together smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
One of them smoking a cigarette. Barack does smoke cigarettes throughout the book, actually, because they're just like, I mean, come on. This guy's clearly smoking a pack a day behind the scenes. But yeah, so... I think you did.
Who do you ship platonically?
Well, okay, so this all started when, not to brag or anything, but I did a show recently that Natalie Portman was in the audience.
What?
Of. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
So I was like, oh my gosh.
What the fuck?
I was
where?
Like, Natalie Portman saw me like make jokes and be funny.
Yeah.
What if she like really wants to be my friend now?
Right.
Oh no.
So it's gonna be fan fiction where you're friends with Natalie Portman. I mean, that's just.
It's called a stalker's fantasy.
Right. Oh my goodness.
What do you think in your mind? What are you, Natalie, up to?
We're just going on a crusade to smash the patriarchy together, mm-hmm. and then we're also going to co-star in several movies together.
Right.
Oh, nice.
You know, what,
yeah, I
stuff.
See the two of you like lifting an Oscar together for a film that yes. you wrote and executive produced.
Exactly.
It got Best Picture. It got Best Screenplay.
You're the new Ben and Matt.
Yeah.
You and Natalie. Yeah.
I mean, there needed to be a new
first.
One.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh. It's been too long. Who's... house do you go to first? Like, assuming this is like a Kill Bill scenario where you guys are the bride together, whose house do you go to first? Moby's?
Oh.
Or Jonathan?
Okay, so you're doing killing
murders?
Moby.
Yeah, or just smashing.
Oh,
smashing.
Wow. Because before it started like just a friendship of two creative people, and now we got the murder of Angel. Okay.
I'm not saying a murder. I'm just saying that you gotta let him know.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go to Moby's restaurant first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smash some plates.
Yeah.
Do a thing where she
never
like,
dated me.
God, this guy who owns this place, I forgot he owns it. He thinks we dated.
Right.
And then he's like, "Oh, hey, everything's on me."
Hey, right? Honey.
Oh. Oh boy.
Wait, well, who's the author who like she had a email exchange with that like got published and people Jonathan Safran Foer and he was clearly in love with her.
I mean, everyone is, it turns
yeah,
out
it turns
even
out
platonically, romantically.
That is interesting.
We all love Natalie Portman.
That's tough because can you smash the patriarchy when everyone just immediately falls in love with you the second you walk
I
into
think
the
that's
room?
Our greatest weapon.
Yeah, yeah. There yeah. you go. Okay,
it's like you whisper you. In their ear and like, why don't you walk off a cliff?
Like,
yes,
like, okay,
for you,
fine.
For Natalie.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah,
do it for Natalie. She said she wanted you to
also
walk off
first
a
sign
cliff.
this legal agreement.
Yeah,
and then jump off a cliff.
Take a long walk off a ship.
I'm not saying
here.
We need to murder people to well, dismantle
I'm,
the patriarchy.
No, we know how feminists are. We get it.
We're
y'all
all
just want to murder. Just want to murder men.
Dr. Manhattan vaporize everyone's ball sacks.
Dude, I told you not books. To spoil Watchmen for me.
It's like that scene in RoboCop where he shoots a dude's dick. It's just Dr. Manhattan vaporizing ball sacks.
What is boy. Something you think is underrated?
I think, speaking of the patriarchy, men crying, I think men should cry much more and just more openly, just cry all the time, yeah. cry once a day. I recently saw Waves, mm-hmm. and there are like four different men like bawl their eyes out in that movie, mm. and it was so refreshing to
yeah.
see.
Do they strong cry? Men also cry.
Mr. Lebowski.
Mr. Lebowski. Very
strong
true.
Men also cry.
It's true.
It is true.
How often do you guys cry?
Weekly.
Never. I'm just joking. I cry all the time. Dude, good. I will cry at a commercial. I cry at commercials all the time now.
Yeah. You my know? Version, my I have a like once a month emotional outburst mm-hmm. where I'm touched by a story of white baby boomers. That's when I know I've gone off the
oh,
rails.
Wow.
I'm like,
wait, what?
There's like, there'll be some thing where I'll watch an old white boomer put on glasses that help his color blindness or some
oh,
shit. And
yeah.
I'm like, like this motherfucker I mean, wouldn't care if I died, but I'm happy for him.
I cried a little bit, like got teary eyed this morning. We're doing our look back at 2014 and 2015 a little later on today. For the holiday episodes, a little peek behind the curtain. And there was a viral video that I hadn't seen where a kid's going to his first day of school and the news reporter's like, "You gonna miss your mom?" And he's like, "No." And it's like all cute.
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, you're not gonna miss her?" And then he just like
his
starts
face.
Crying.
Yeah.
He just like dissolves into tears and is like, "I'm gonna miss her
I remember
so much."
That.
I was definitely like,
people just know him as a GIF now. They
right.
don't realize the dimensions mm-hmm. of that because it's people use that as a reaction GIF all the time.
Right, because he had like built
he's
up
like,
the
smile,
facade that he was like, going to school and it wasn't gonna bother him.
Yeah,
and then just completely dissolved.
Wait, so what touched you because you related that to like one of your kids
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, to one of my kids.
Oh, you didn't see yourself
anything.
In that little boy.
I probably saw myself a little bit in that
yeah.
little boy and just the impermanence of our relationships with our parents.
Or that,
mm-hmm.
or at least
ones.
The parental relationship,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I go on, there's always something that makes me cry.
Yeah.
Or just some weird shit. Like, I'll see something like something in a film will remind me of some other life thing, mm-hmm. or like relating it to something in the real world, and it's like everything's so fucking hard yeah. right now. Like, and I'm watching like fucking Gremlins 2.
Sure. Sometimes I just think about the plot of Paddington or Paddington 2, and then I start crying just wow. thinking about it. Yeah.
Really? So,
I'm very in touch with my emotion. They're not sad movies,
it's just beautiful.
Per se, but there are sad moments okay. within them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm. I got to see those movies.
You haven't seen them yet,
know,
Jack?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Well, are they G-rated-ish? Like, are they appropriate for like
a
3-year-old?
They are for children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to watch them this weekend.
For a 3-year-old, it might... I mean, they'll...
Might be too much?
Like, girl, it might fucking haunt your kid.
Like, he'll like the bear, like the image of the bear, but yeah. like the plot will be maybe a little bit over his yeah. head.
Another viral video I hadn't appreciated at the time, 2014-15, very dark time for me. Was not watching many viral videos, but... I missed a bear family swimming in someone's backyard pool.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Bears are the best.
They're so cool.
Holy
bears
shit.
Are
they
truly
are so
the
great.
Coolest.
Like bear families, there's some great viral videos of bear parents with their bear baby, like, and the bear baby's getting in a hammock. Oh. And like can't like figure out like because a hammock is a weird thing and they're just like falling and it's a lot of fun.
They're so cute.
Anyways, what is something you think is overrated?
Okay, I know I say this with a cup of coffee in front of me, but I think caffeine is overrated.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people have a dependency on it and they're like, I could never give it up and like da 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 da. But if you never become addicted to it, guess what? You don't need it.
That's true.
So I have a very occasional cup now and then, usually when I come into this office.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I function perfectly well without any caffeine.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if I'm just generally a sleepy person, but I feel like I do need it.
Okay. You think that, but only because you have a dependency on it.
I think I would need to sleep for a year straight to not have a dependency on it.
You can wow. hibernate like a bear.
I would love to. I think I need to become, that would be, I think my
bear.
Life goal is to become a bear. just hibernate and be confused by hammocks.
Put your children in a state of suspended animation.
Right.
Because I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah.
And then go into hibernation for yeah. 7 years, whatever mm-hmm. you got to do, and come back and then unpause. Here we go.
There yeah. it is.
Dad doesn't have to drink coffee anymore. I've never gotten the, like I say, I drink this cold brew, this Kirkland one, because it's the only one that gives me some semblance of a caffeine hit.
Okay.
But other than that, I've never known the need for caffeine.
You drink it to fit in, Miles.
I Come drink on. It so Let's... the other kids, when I'm with the other liberals at my liberal coffee shop, no, I'm not a plant who's just listening in on their conversations to do tweets about what's actually going
what's
on.
What's
that
guy's
world.
Name?
Is it Jacob Wool? Jacob was it Jacob Wool?
Yeah. Wait, that was Soviet... actually happening?
Yeah, there's this guy who yeah. claims he's like, at a liberal coffee shop, the libs are talking about this, about how triggered they are by
yeah,
Trump's.
How scared they are of like Trump.
Right.
We're doing right. We're doing good.
Yeah. He goes undercover in lib coffee shops. Because mm-hmm. Us libs cannot do without our coffee. What is the equivalent stimulant for MAGA red pill people? Red pills? Actual?
Red Bull?
Oh.
Red Bull. Maybe.
Like Monster energy drink, I think.
Yeah, maybe Monster.
Yeah. What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know
okay.
to be false?
This is really stupid and not real, but I can never think of one for these. The Ethan Hawke Tesla movie that's coming out in 2020 is not a sequel to Ford versus Ferrari.
Is it about, wait, is it about Nikola Tesla?
Yes.
Oh,
which
oh,
means
shit.
It's a sequel to The Current Wars, which is a film that came out a few months ago.
Which one?
The Current
the
Wars.
The Current Wars. We had Nicholas Holt playing Nikola Tesla.
Oh, really?
We had Benedict Cumberbatch playing Edison. We had Michael Shannon.
Oh, Current.
Like
AC
Current.
DC, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Was that good, The Current Wars?
I actually liked it. I don't think anyone
it's
saw
a
it.
Wild, fascinating story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really know anything about it, so I learned a lot. Yeah, it was entertaining. I rather enjoyed it.
Do they just like blow up cows with it?
They do kill a horse.
A horse, right.
Yeah.
Elephant, too, right?
Oh, maybe. That didn't happen in the movie. So I only know.
How do you leave that out?
In the
yeah.
film.
Right. Go to the big ticket. A horse.
Right.
They're like, yo, go see that movie. The elephant gets just fried up with the direct current.
I thought he killed an elephant. Maybe that is a myth. Maybe Edison maybe only killed horses. Anyways.
I don't know. We'll have to refer to the historical text, Drunk History, to see what actually happened. In
pro Edison movie overall?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Wait. Oh, it's pro Edison. Oh, okay. I understand the question. Honestly, I barely remember it, except for the horse dying. What does that say about me? I don't remember where it lands exactly.
Okay.
Pro Edison or con Edison?
Ooh,
hey.
That's the joke I wish I had
that's
made.
That's why he pays. That's why he pays the big
that's
bucks.
That's why I pay the bills.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back, and we're talking about videos that make us cry. Super producer Daniel was saying that Olympic videos 10 times out of 10 make him cry.
And Skrillex interviews.
Yeah, so. Caitlin, you were saying when queer couples are able to like actually marry when now, these days. Have you seen the video of the two guys who both proposed, were planning to propose to each other on the same night?
Oh, no.
That will make you...
Double proposal knockout?
Double proposal knockout.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's both on bended knee?
One gets on bended knee, and the other one is like, I can't believe this is happening. And he's like, wait, so are you going to say yes? Like what the fuck? And then he like turns around and pulls out his own. And it's just the sweetest thing. Yeah. That definitely made me cry. Killer Cam. Let's talk about
Killer.
Killer.
Yeah, he... Look... As I said, I've talked about his lyrics. This man, he's something else. And he was on this podcast called It's the Real. And there's this clip that was going around of him talking about he's a little bit weary. He's a little cynical when it comes to this whole dinosaur archaeology business. What's up with all these bones? Just listen to him talk about this. It's kind of amazing.
I fight with people about dinosaurs and their existence all the time.
Wait,
so,
what?
Yeah, like
You don't believe dinosaurs existed?
I'm not believing or disbelieving. It's like no proof. Like because they throw these big bones paws up in a museum, in the museum, and be like, "Yo, these are the people that were here before us." I mean,
that is the proof. Yeah. You're looking for the proof. That is the proof.
So these bones didn't. So.
Was the evolution class your senior year, second semester?
Strong enough to put out in museums, and they didn't crumble or anything like that. I'm not necessarily going for that one. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Saying it didn't happen.
I'm not going off museum facts.
There are like 2,000 years of proof.
I've been to every museum when I was young. I'm like, word. So they just found all these bones and glued them together.
Yes.
Yo, The Real. I love them. Shout out to The Real. That's my favorite celebrity interview I've heard in a long time.
Especially to be like, just like, to be like, yeah. No, that's exactly what you are saying. Yeah. It didn't happen.
I'm not saying it did. I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying I don't believe it.
Yeah, like later on, they're like, "Are you a flat earther?" And he was like, "Oh hell no, the Earth is round."
Okay,
all right.
Like, I get. It's weird. It seems like the thing he's really dubious about is this idea that these million-year-old bones aren't just dusty, little, brittle things that are just falling apart.
So he doesn't understand how fossilization works,
right.
I guess.
I think that's exactly it.
Right. Or it's like, I don't know. I'm just having trouble. They put them all together, really.
How
like,
do they find strong enough glue?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. This is a scam.
I would love a science podcast with Killikam, though. Just with, like, archaeologists, like, blowing his mind.
But this is the thing that's going to end up killing our species is the argument. I'm not saying it happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen with global warming.
It's right.
Like, yeah.
I'm not saying it's happening. I'm not saying it's not happening. I'm just saying, you know, there's lots of explanations.
Start the global warming registry, bro. Right. I've been saying this. If you don't believe it, sign the fuck up. So we know where to kick everybody's ass to the scorched parts.
I'm not saying Russia didn't interfere. I'm not saying they did interfere.
You're just saying they didn't.
Ukraine, you don't know that Ukraine didn't. Did you? Were you watching everyone in the city of Ukraine when they during the entire 2016 election?
Right.
Exactly. I rest my case, Your Honor. Well, speaking of that old chestnut.
Yeah.
The
You're
impeachment
practicing for
story.
Your sham trial?
Right. Talking about impeaching this creep. Mm. Mitch McConnell is getting ready to, you know, he's in charge of the Senate. He's going to have a trial of some sort after the president is impeached by the House.
Which sort is it going to be?
Is it going to be a real trial?
No.
Is it the president... Shot. So there's a bunch of different things. The world and, you know, the Democrats and over half of America would like to see actual witnesses brought forward that
and the Republicans
have some bearing.
Too. The Republicans as well. As
some
they've
Republicans.
Said in the House. What the process? We haven't. Oh, right. Well, when you're in the driver's seat, I'm sure you'll have witnesses, too.
Right. So
they
will. And even the president wants to see witnesses brought forward. He wants a long trial because he thinks he did nothing wrong because he doesn't understand how laws work or how what his job is supposed to be, even. But Mitch McConnell, it sounds like, because there's like so much confusion as to how to conduct this sham trial, it sounds like he just wants to like head down, ram it through.
Oh, 100%. There's no interest there in having anything resembling any kind of trial. The things that Mitch McConnell was saying, for example, everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with the White House counsel. There will be no difference between the president's position and our position as to how to handle this to the extent that we can. So there will be no difference. So he's saying, I'm going to work alongside the White House,
right,
to do whatever they like, whatever you like.
Right.
What kind of trial would you like? Whatever you like. A sham trial. And I don't think there's going to be. So everything that's going to happen is in coordination with the White House, their lawyers. And again, the real big chunk where you realize where this is going. I mean, we always knew it was going to be a sham, but he said there is no chance Trump will be removed from office.
No chance.
Not on my watch. So, you know, all those process complaints that were coming out of the Republicans in the House during the two phases with the Intel Committee and the Judiciary Committee. I don't think they'll so suddenly be like, oh yeah, process. No, we just deploy that argument when we're on the other side of it because we're completely disingenuous and hypocritical.
So 47.4% currently, according to polls, support the president being impeached and removed from office. 45.8% don't support that, and so he's like clear cut. We gotta not remove him. There's no chance we're going to remove him. It all comes back to the Senate and like this weird, you know, the fact that there are two votes in Wyoming and two votes in California. Like,
yeah.
And two votes in Kentucky.
Right.
Like it doesn't, It's a fucked up system that doesn't make any sense.
Well, at this point, it's not even, there's no semblance of a system that functions anymore.
Right.
Because you have all the Republicans, they're completely all in for the president. I know there was a fantasy period where we're like, are they going to figure out like if he's going to completely toxify the party and they mm-hmm. can no longer operate? But it seems like now, like we were saying, I think off mic, the Democrats' problem is they use the brake too much on shit. Ooh,
yeah.
Don't know about that. Don't go too fast. Don't too much progress. You don't want to put people off. And the Republicans just don't use the brake at all.
Yeah.
They're flooring it. They're like, you know what? We're hop in, Trump, because we'll till the wheels come off, we'll fucking ride this shit out.
Yeah.
And this is makes it clear. And I think that's what's so frightening too, especially with Mike Huckabee even trying to say that the 22nd Amendment like might not apply to Trump and he deserves a third term and shit. When you have these kinds of goons in there, I can imagine where they would begin arguing whether or not the 22nd Amendment in the Constitution is valid or applicable, because they know that's how they keep this guy in. But again, this is why we all need to really keep our focus on the election, because aside from our, you know, semblance of a legal system, I don't really see that functioning as well.
Mm-hmm.
So turnout is the first dimension. And then who knows after that? If right. they choose to invalidate the votes of the people, if and that's where we're going with right. this.
And as the House Democrats have pointed out, what this essentially means, what the Republicans are essentially saying is we want him to be able to cheat at another election. So this next election, you know,
keep your fucking eyes peeled.
People are going to have to try and get somebody elected against somebody who's openly cheating.
Yeah. So. Right. And also, when you have a Senate majority leader in Mitch McConnell who refuses to bring up any bills on election security to a vote,
right?
To actually, you know, bolster our election security, will be cool.
It's a very fucked up, very specific type of kleptocracy where it's like they have stolen the reins of power and are just, you know, cheating and doing whatever they possibly can to stay in power.
Yeah.
Let's talk about screens.
Yeah, this is it's interesting study in the Canadian Journal of Psychiatry. Oh boy.
Well then.
Oh, I respect them.
Right. I mean, Killa Cam's not gonna like it one bit.
Killa Cam, nah.
If it's science,
nah.
No thanks.
Science, not. Oh, don't try science. So what they did was they looked at around like 3,700 kids that they were surveying annually between 7th and 10th grade. And they wanted to, they wanted the kids to self-report time they spent in front of a digital screen. So, you know, and specifically stuff that's like, how much time are you doing looking at social media or television or video games or computers? And what it shows is that social media use and television use and computer use predicted more severe symptoms of anxiety. Like they had a higher than average frequency or people had, sorry, they found that the students who had a higher than average frequency of social media use, TV watching and computer use predicted more severe symptoms of anxiety. And also in a separate study with the same data, they're saying that the higher than average frequency of social media and television viewing predicted more severe symptoms of depression over that same time period.
Hmm.
Video games, that wasn't quite there. Like in terms of like a causality. Contributor, what they're suspecting is that they found out that 70% of the teens that they were surveying in this said that they played video games with a friend or online.
Yeah.
So video games have increasingly with online play become more of a social activity than, you know, back when we was doing it, blowing on the cartridge by ourselves, mm-hmm. reading Nintendo Power, trying to beat the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves game. It was hard. Okay.
That was a game?
Yeah, it was very
The Kevin Costner movie? They gamified it?
Yes, wow. They gamified everything back then.
Yeah.
So I remember the Christmas I got that in 64. I spent like a week in my basement just trying to beat Mario.
Yeah.
And then I was like actually depressed after that. Like I was like, oh, that was
my life is gone.
That was
by.
Like a dark moment in my life. And that's when I basically stopped playing video games.
Wow, you had that kind of self-control where you're like, you know what, young Jack?
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Yeah, I think that's basically down. What it was.
I don't care if a Rumble Pack just came out. I'm not picking it up. So
yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly it. I mean, the social media, the technology that is separating us is, like, that's, we're not meant to be separate. We're not meant to be individuals, like, as a species.
Well, that and also the thing, but there, I think where this study is going to pivot to is now the content.
Right.
Because now they've said, okay, video games, regardless, aren't necessarily a contributing factor. Okay, so what are these people now seeing on social media, TV, and on the computer that is contributing to that? And I'm sure it's plenty of, you know, these the influencer mirage barrage you get on your fucking phone and living comparatively as a teen, probably fucking up your self-esteem because you're like, this person's 17 and has 9 Ferraris. Or whatever the fuck.
Or Fords.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Ford.
Thank you. Or Tesla.
Did you like Ford versus Ferrari?
I haven't even seen it yet.
94, I could only afford this Accord. Yeah.
You and
I
think that's just what write a rap musical today.
Yeah.
Because just, you're.
That was a Kanye line. This one's okay, for Melissa Ford, 94. I could only afford this Accord.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that it really is, it's the comparative lifestyle, because I think that's really what a lot of our self-esteem and self-worth issues come out of that are at least, you know, super ramped up in this age of all this lifestyle content we see, the things that we're like holding up and elevating as like the best or top or whatever, and also combined with like what our like financial like possibilities are, makes a fucking weird ass place to live in, especially if you're a kid. God damn.
Children.
When you're so like, yeah, easily influenced, so impressionable.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, well, this person has 9 million likes and has a six pack.
Right.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it's weird because you really do have this odd quantifiable way of like measuring shit now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the young people today have higher anxiety, higher depression than ever before. It's absolutely the social media, the commodification of things that like all of the negative aspects of interacting with our peers have been like just put into a capsule and like put onto these social media things, and like they replace other forms of interacting with our peers.
Well, I think in a lot of the people who were behind the study were saying like, you know, we get it. Prior to this, most parents are thinking like illegal drug use or safe sex and things like that are things that they need to be really talking about with their kids versus who are you following on there? What are you looking at? How does this shit make you feel? Because they're realizing this is a huge contributor to the sort of mental welfare of a lot of these younger people.
Yeah. And they're doing less drugs and having safer sex than any generation before
them. There's another study that's saying something about like men, or I think it was men who have like commitment fears and things like that tended to have more safe sex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, because I think maybe because the ultimate commitment would be like having a child.
Having a child?
Oh, interesting.
I could have that all fucked up, but I'm like, yeah, that could have been me. I used to wear 3 condoms at once.
Could have been me.
Doesn't work.
That's
not to say
that
I impregnated somebody. They're like, that's actually scientifically not a real thing you can do.
What?
Like wearing 2 condoms at once.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
to, like, don't
that.
Double up on the condoms. I'm like, well, it makes sense.
Just because they said that menace to society does not mean you should.
You can't double bag it.
Right. Let's talk about Pepsi Cafe.
Yeah, what a
yummy.
Is that, it's a new cafe opening up from Pepsi.
Yeah,
yeah.
half coffee,
half cafe,
half cafe. So it's half Pepsi, half coffee,
cafe.
Twice the caffeine of regular Pepsi.
Yep. Did they not hear my overrated? Gee.
Right. Yeah. Come on, guys.
They do you remember Pepsi Kona? It came out in the mid-90s.
Yeah, I do.
I remember when that came out, and I was like, oh, maybe. I mean, I wasn't really drinking caffeine, but I tried it because I had a little, you know, little pocket money. I went to 7-Eleven, and it was god-awful.
Yeah. They had Pepsi Black or something like that.
Or Coke Black.
Coke Black, maybe. Mm.
Yeah. Because Coke has one, I think, right now, too.
Not good.
Yeah.
There are people who absolutely, like, ride hard for this. Like, who, like, it just, like, fits their taste buds for whatever reason.
To mix Coca-Cola and coffee.
Yeah. And all those people work at Pepsi and Coke because they have been pushing so hard on this shit.
Right. Every day they literally drink the Kool-Aid.
But I've had social media interactions with people who are like, no, you got to try this, man. I know you're into caffeine. Like, this stuff's so good. Like, I bought up all the supply. Like, you know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have 2 flavors. I think one is just coffee and the other is vanilla.
Mm.
My thing is like, would you put like cream in this?
right.
Like, and which means you're putting cream in Pepsi, and that's disgusting.
I don't know. Part of me thinks like when I look at it, I'm like, it's coffee in my mind.
Right.
Can cream that up a little bit.
Cream but it up.
Could you imagine being like carbonated soda, and then you're like, can I get a little half and half for this?
Yeah. No, one of my favorite little recipes. This is what I thought was how like the equivalent of being a cook when I was a kid. Was every holiday for my family's like holiday party, I would make holiday punch, which is half Sprite, half orange juice, and a carton of vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
wow!
Which is good.
That sounds like one of those orange creamsicles.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. But
holiday punch.
Yeah, but it's also just adding cream to soda. Ice cream to soda
and orange juice.
Yeah, very strange.
Was it good?
It was. I thought it was like the best thing I'd ever tasted.
And your family, how many years consecutively did you make this concoction?
Probably like 3 or 4.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
When are you going to come through and bless the studio with some holiday punch?
Dayton, Ohio. Felt the pop of my holiday punch years in a row.
What are the amounts? A 1 2-liter Sprite?
Yeah.
I
think it was 2, actually, in a giant punch bowl. And then
orange juice from concentrate?
I was definitely a bigger fan. No, just straight up orange juice.
Straight up, okay.
I was definitely a bigger fan than anybody else.
Well, yeah, it's your own creation. I remember when I was a kid, I would like make sauces to accompany a thing my like mom or dad would make.
I actually got it from cookbook. Like, we had some of those. Have you ever seen those Reddit threads or like we did this on Cracked where we look back at
70s
cookbooks? 70s cookbooks. Oh. Like, so this was from a 70s cookbook that had like Jell-O mold with fish and banana. Like that, God. You know, like just the grossest, like white people from the 60s and 70s cookbooks were a complete disaster.
Mm. Someone I know had Gatorade salad or something they made.
Gatorade orange chicken where you use orange Gatorade from the bubble episode of
I forget. I have to ask my homegirl. She was telling me it's some bizarro holiday dish involving Gatorade. And I was like, how? And she's like, my family lives in Virginia.
Okay. Come on, shout out to Virginia.
I'm not saying I'm just trying to remember what it is. If you have also, Zyte Gang, hit me up with bizarro holiday dishes that are unique to your family.
Southern cooking can be a lot of fun. One of my friends makes hash brown salad or hash brown pie or something like that. Buttered hash browns with like
can't argue that
cheese. Yep. It is so fucking good. Mm. Shout out to the South.
Shout out to cardiologists.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zyte Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And speaking of cardiologists, mm-hmm. fast food is finding new ways to promote itself unto us.
We talked about KFC and basically how their marketing plan is like, just do wacky shit.
Right.
And people are going to start talking about it. And boom, you got brand recognition.
There it is.
Last year, I remember talking about the fire log that they released because it was a very limited a dish. Okay, and this one was the one that said it had all the, it smelled like worms and spices, herbs and spices.
Worms and spices?
Worms and space. So now they've gone to the masses and you can get this shit. Also, I've seen a few reviews that are mixed. Some people say it vaguely smells like it. Some people say smells a lot like fried chicken. Others say it doesn't smell like anything at all.
Okay.
So I'm curious.
But those are not the, like the worst case scenario for this is that it just makes your house smell like you just ate a bucket of fried chicken. Yeah.
Or like a shitty version of that.
Yeah. 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 I mean, like that, making a car smell like fast food is not a thing you want. Like, that's
no,
why,
you know.
Yeah. That's why I eat fast food over a trash can in the parking lot of the fast food restaurant.
Or you just roll all your windows down and you got it.
Just blasting on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then Jamie Loftus would be happy because Dunkin' Donuts is in on this too.
Oh,
with
sure.
With peppermint scented wrapping paper. A lot of wrapping papers.
I don't associate Dunkin' Donuts with anything peppermint.
No. Yeah.
Do they have a peppermint something?
Not anything that's like notable.
Minty
like
fresh Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Like that's not, I associate them with coffee and glazed donuts and
yeah,
cups.
And maybe, what is
it? In Boston.
What's the thing called?
Culotta.
Culotta. Yeah. Culottas. And then also, but here's, okay, look, as I was saying, I didn't like their Dunkin' Donuts wrapping paper. Taco Bell.
But.
Taco
Whoa.
Bell,
on the other hand,
has scented wrapping paper that smells like a Crunchwrap Supreme.
What?
And all the like the wrapping paper is different. It's like macro shots of like the ground, quote unquote, beef
that
or the tortilla or the lettuce and tomato.
Not what I would have thought of highlighting, but
yeah,
it well, still looks good.
It was an exclusive for Exclusive. Canada, and that shit sold out like immediately.
Right.
I
actually really like, my favorite thing about this is the tortilla print wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Because you know, you wrap your Taco Bell food in tortilla, so
yeah,
might as well wrap your gifts
oh,
in it
fitting.
As well. Yeah.
That actually makes the most sense out of anything,
yeah,
is tortilla wrapping paper.
I love it.
Yeah, I guess the people of Canada really respect the brand of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And like the reviews where people like, they were like glowing reviews. Like the actual paper was incredibly detailed and felt very premium. The
yeah.
graphics were all very crisp and this didn't look cheap at all.
Is this just Canada being polite?
Yeah, maybe.
They're just but, like, actually it sucks, but.
Yeah. In my mind, even though as I write this down, it says it's wonderful. It's like, this is a fucking hellfire of a wrapping paper.
McDonald's is trying to get in on this.
Yes.
They have like an online store with McDonald's ornaments and a $65 holiday sweater. Does McDonald's have that brand loyalty? I feel like everybody views McDonald's as a means to an end.
Yeah, yeah.
Not anymore, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no love affair with, people aren't like, don't fucking go to bat for McDonald's like
right.
me with Taco Bell or things like that.
Where did they go wrong? They used to have all those like,
I think it's the ubiquity.
Songs and stuff. The like, filet of
sing
fish.
Some
da,
of them.
Da, 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 da. I don't know. My sister knew it when I was like four.
There was a filet of fish track?
Yeah, there was. No, it was like you named all these different like things. It was like one of those hand slap.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know. It was, oh, I don't remember either.
Yeah,
but
it was Big Mac, filet of fish, da, da, da. I just had a Big Mac meal. I was like, I hadn't eaten dinner all day. I was at like a bunch of different things where I couldn't eat. Stopped and had a Big Mac meal. That shit was so good. Like everything
in
was like
context.
So hot.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah.
Fries
right
were so hot.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I ate McDonald's in restaurant.
Oh, I didn't eat it in
There's
restaurant.
Always like a 15-minute delay between me getting yeah. it and then actually eating it.
Like I said, I ate it over
a trash can
yeah. in the parking mm-hmm. lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think it because it's just too big of a brand. Like, it's
right.
not, like, niche enough where people are like, yeah, I know everybody talks about McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense that it was the 80s when everything was just, like, people are just like, capitalism,
right.
shoot it into my veins. That like
trust this this moon-faced guy that was clearly right. conceived on a Coke binge.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were still competing with the Soviet Union, and so we were like, in your face, we have McDonald's. Assholes.
Right. This moon rides a jet ski.
Yeah.
I had that toy from the Happy Meal. Yeah, and also
this
Popeyes.
Moon rides a jet ski. They gave that out.
There was like
moon
one
guy riding.
Yeah, he's on
jet
a fucking wave runner or some shit. I remember that was like one
Fuck,
of my bath toys.
Yes.
I'd be like, yeah, get it, man. that, and I remember they did like interchangeable like DC promotion where like
right.
the Tasmanian Devil was Flash and I
right.
feel like Daffy Duck was Batman.
Mm.
And then also Popeyes, they're in on it. They're doing an ugly chicken sandwich sweater, sold out in hours.
Smells like the chicken sandwich?
No, just smells like, I think, lead.
Okay.
Yeah. From the hurried manufacturing process with no oversight.
Right.
And then everyone, like White Castle has ugly sweaters. Red Lobster has like a fucking Cheddar Bay biscuit ugly sweater. Oreo has like
I would buy that.
Yeah,
though.
I would. The Red Lobster one really jumps out to me.
Yeah.
When was the last time you've been to a Red Lobster? I haven't been to Red Lobster.
It's been
verifiably 11 years.
It's definitely been years for me.
Those the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I know. I need to go back.
The sweater has little crawdads, or no, those are lobsters, I guess.
yes.
They're just sized to be the same size as shrimp, but then there's the Cheddar Bay biscuits, and there is a little pouch on the front that they have, in the picture demonstrating it, used to store Cheddar Bay biscuits. Like, and here's
sure.
a pouch
like
for
some
your,
marsupial
for your loose Cheddar Bay biscuits. Yeah. Yes. So Red Lobster.
I mean, I'll
get it.
I feel like I want to go back to Red Lobster.
Let's
I still want to go to Buca di Beppo with you and Jamie and wear my tuxedo. So if that's still happening, please let me know.
I'm around.
And that's the giant martini glass with a
calamari. Yep. Yeah. But you gotta get the big size, because as I've been shamed many times when I complain it didn't come with a martini glass, they're like, oh, that's actually like the larger size. And I'm like, well, can you bring me the? How about we do this over and you bring it in a martini glass. Also, ranch-filled stockings from Hidden Valley.
Yes. Yeah. And they're not like plastic or anything. It's just like cloth stockings with ranch just dripping out of it.
Yeah, you'll be very disappointed. It stinks.
So gross.
Yeah, by the time you get it, if it's been in any kind of sunlight, forget it. Just put it straight in the trash.
Filled with 52 fluid ounces of ranch dressing.
Right.
Oh,
so that'll
wild.
Get you through like Christmas morning at least.
Yeah.
That'll get Blair Saki through an afternoon.
They put ranch on everything in Pittsburgh.
It's $35, but I mean, look, it's like a, you know, plastic bladder shaped like a stocking.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Wait, are you from Pittsburgh?
From very close.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, okay. Western Pennsylvania.
Right.
Yeah, Yinz. You know about that?
You're a Yinzer?
Yinzer? Yeah, I'm a Yinzer.
Hell yeah. Hey, going up there?
Hey, Yinz going up there? Come on. Benioff and Weiss.
Yeah.
Back in the news.
Benioff and wife.
Benioff and wife. Please welcome Benioff and wife.
It sounds like a duo that being like Miss Maisel or something.
Right, yeah.
yeah, so they've been looking for projects since they've utterly humiliated themselves.
I feel like they've been
Game of
like
Thrones.
Drowning in projects.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. Well, they tried it with like, what if the South won the Civil War? Wouldn't that be a pretty cool story to tell? And it was like, no.
Right. Then how about not?
The Star Wars thing happened, and Kathleen Kennedy of Lucasfilm was like, these guys get it. Like, they understand like complex characters and like mythology. That's why we feel like they're perfect to work on these three movies or whatever. And then suddenly, like that, they just pieced out. That deal was no longer. I don't know what happened. And now
Kathleen Kennedy said it was because they had an overall with Netflix that they signed for like $200 million. And it was just like they aren't focused enough.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess they were probably trying to do too much too soon. And so now they're doing something around the work of H.P. Lovecraft.
Mm.
And what they know, the only quote that we have that's sort of referencing it from according to this source, it says the filmmakers are keeping it close to the vest. But I'm told the movie asks a horrifying question. What if H.P. Lovecraft wasn't making it up? What if the monsters he created are real? Also, the movie will be set in 1920 within the Cthulhu mythos.
That's all I got. All right. So, couple things. Mm-hmm. First of all, what if monsters are real is not like yeah that's the premise of all
movie.
Horror movies.
Yeah.
So you I mean, you haven't really blown our mind with that.
Imagine Godzilla where it's like it's destroying the city. You go, man, that motherfucker ain't real. Cut to no, the damage is gone, and you're talking to somebody who's just like exaggerating about something.
Right. horror movies set in the 1920s. I find horror movies set in the past not as scary personally. I think they're making a mistake.
Because you can't like put
because
yourself
it can't
in
kill
their
me.
Places?
Yeah, and also because if it killed a lot of people
back then,
back
figured
then
it out
we
by
would
now.
Have known about it by now.
Wait, so you use like real life logic to talk yourself out of being scared in a film that's in a purely fictitious?
Yep. Big time.
You like whispering to somebody who's not even watching it with you, like, you know that
back then. Didn't happen. King Kong, never happened.
See,
we would have heard about it by now.
But I think
just imagine them on set and I'm like, imagine the director being like, cut, and then they like the person who just got murdered stands up and they're like, tee hee, what a funny scene that was. That's how I'm not scared.
Wasn't that a joke? Oh, in your mind, you say like, even though they were drawn and quartered, I will be like, that was all VFX, and afterwards they had a yummy mocha in their trailer.
Yeah, like the AD called lunch, and then everyone,
boom. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good to know. I don't know. I just know that H.P. Lovecraft in connection with Cthulhu.
Yes.
But that's all I know. I couldn't really say much more about his work.
Right.
I know he died youngish.
Yeah, that's about it. I think had like syphilis, some sort of syphilitic mental stuff going on. Let's talk about Home Alone, H.P. Lovecraft's greatest invention. in case you didn't notice, Disney owns basically everything now. Mm-hmm. And after the Fox sale, they also own the Christmas classic Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're planning on rebooting it. They're rebooting it with two very funny people.
Yeah.
Ellie Kemper and Rob Delaney.
Hmm.
Sure.
As the adults. Wish they were the kids home alone.
Ellie Kemper as the child who's home alone. Like
with
Kimmy
Rob
Schmidt.
Delaney being like a sticky bandit.
Right. Sticky bandit. Yeah. That's new.
That's Home Alone too.
Oh, they're the sticky bandit.
Yeah, they rebrand.
Well, did they really? Just because of that one time he dipped his hand into like a Salvation Army donation bucket?
Yeah, Daniel Stern he's trying to make sticky bandits happen.
Yeah.
Right.
And it just like fetch.
Work. Yeah,
it ain't
exactly.
Happening.
Archie Yates, who played Jojo's friend in Jojo Rabbit, but he's not the main kid.
He will be the child.
But they're saying he's not, that like it's different this time.
What's different is that the child is now against these two neighbor adults.
Oh.
So this is the
thing.
So it's
more like a reboot of Neighbors for
children?
Yeah,
so they say for this one, it's a slightly different direction by having a husband and wife go to war with a young boy named Max after he steals from them.
Okay.
Oh.
So I don't know whose side we're on exactly.
Well, definitely Max's.
I guess.
Not me.
But he's a thief who are like, yeah, go get yours, thief.
Yeah.
Was it justified? So anyway, this is what brings us to the ethos that John Hughes had sort of imbued in the originals.
Yeah.
Like how this would be a little bit weird considering like what the first Home Alone films were always trying to tell the audience.
Yeah. Our writer JM was saying, imagine if they rebooted Die Hard where John McClane took a bunch of hostages, which is fair. Yeah, that does change things.
But also kind of believable.
Yeah.
Like with him. Right.
Well, that's what they think is happening.
Right.
Right? The FBI.
Yeah.
Right, McClane. Just the skeptical FBI agents in that movie are great.
But yeah, this I think like we were saying, one of his really close friends, PJ O'Rourke, was basically saying like, yeah, he was a lifelong Republican, and if you look, he's like, if you choose to actually see what the messages are, it's very clear. It's all about self-sufficiency, freedom, and responsibility.
Yeah.
Is what these Home Alone
films. It's like a libertarian tale.
100%.
Like, yeah. Because the police are completely incompetent or don't exist in this world where he is left home alone. It's just him versus robbers with a intermediary, elderly kind of homeless guy.
Yeah. Well, when you sort of do beat by beat, right? Like there's a Vice article about this too, saying that the first part starts with, quote, a rebellion against overregulation. Essentially, the parents are big government, and Kevin is just a, you know, free sovereign citizen, man, just trying to be self-determined, do as he needs to.
He
doesn't
likes
need the nanny
pizza.
State,
yeah.
The granny state to fucking tell him what to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why then he shows like his sort of evolution of being completely like taking the brakes off, eating fucking ice cream for breakfast, brunch, and dinner.
Yeah. He becomes very self-sufficient.
Yeah.
He like orders his own, he goes grocery shopping.
Exactly.
He like does his dishes. He does the laundry. He's like, he's like, I don't need anyone else. I can pick myself up by my own bootstraps.
Exactly.
And get this done.
And when he goes grocery shopping, a policeman tries to arrest him He has to like escape from the fucking cops from a cashier who's like, "What's going on at home, kid?"
Wait, does that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you remember he like slides through a cop's legs on a skating rink?
Oh, right. Oh, because he stole a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
because he's scared. I mean, he's like scared of something. Oh, he sees the old guy. Old people are scary is also a message of this.
And poor people, too.
But yeah, they basically say it was populism for children. But then there's also the incompetence of the government social services and the scene where the police department and the mom calls the police department and the family crisis hotline.
Right.
And everyone keeps like hanging up on her. She's like,
yeah,
my son's home alone.
Yeah,
like,
this right. is a,
yeah. Yeah. Right. Lady. It's Christmas. We're busy. And
then they send over a cop to like knock on the door. And he's
just
like,
knocks. Well,
yeah, he knocks. Eh. No one answers. He's like, no one's home. These, these people are idiots.
Right.
And then he leaves.
And the wet bandits, so the villains, are they're out of work plumbers.
Who are, yeah, right.
Which, I mean, one of them, I mean, Mario and Luigi, am I right? One of them's like a short, stockier guy, and one's a tall.
One of them's Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
No, and they, yeah, like they're using their skills of knowing, like they're flood specialists or whatever.
Right.
You know, that's how they get
That's
in
what
there.
Their that's what their van says.
Yeah.
It says plumbing flood specialists. They're out of work. So they go back and try and steal from the rich people who employed them and then presumably unemployed them. And it's very strange.
Yeah,
it's like dystopian. None of the people are around. Like everybody has gone on vacation. So it's like a
ghost town.
Yeah, it's a ghost
of
town.
Of like the wealthy.
A wealthy person's ghost town.
Right.
And I don't know. Yeah.
Just that like, but that third act where it's basically like, I will now protect my property against
any
invader.
With a gun.
With
a
gun.
He has a BB gun.
Yeah. Fucking
very
George Zimmerman
gun.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my house. And I'm going to protect it.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know. The thing, though, too, just about, like, the depiction of, like, the lady, the pigeon lady or the old man, or, like, all the people, like, they portray these sort of poor people as being, like, you know, it's not that bad because, like, I can listen to a concert for free or,
you know,
play with these pigeons. And it's like, don't worry about me, you know, eventually.
Oh, right. The pigeon lady stays... The pigeon, like she, it's not like she gets
back
any
on
help.
Her feet. No,
right.
Right.
He's
she like,
just
oh,
stays homeless and is like happy because she gets to like watch a concert.
Right.
In
and
the
then
park.
Just be like, oh, my bad. Here's a fucking Christmas ornament.
Right.
I don't know if you can eat that.
Maybe help her out with your stolen credit card.
Yay.
Hey.
No. Well, and then also too, when his uncle, Frank. You can tell they also, like, there's, like, class signifiers with his Uncle Frank.
Oh, right.
He's
a little
disheveled. He's got
like,
the
Uncle
nest.
Frank, you fuck up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that taught me to look.
Yeah.
If anything, Home
there's
Alone
a whole
taught
scene
me to
where
look.
Kevin just dresses down Uncle Frank and is like, when are you going to get your shit together, Frank?
Yeah, you fucking mooch.
You fucking loser. And he's always, like, fucking with people who are, like, you know, minimum wage workers. Like, he fucks with the pizza delivery person.
Yeah.
He fucks with cop.
Yeah.
He fucks with the store clerk. Because it's funny to fuck with those people.
Yeah.
He fucks with the Santa Claus. The store Santa Claus is, like, a drunk.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's why, like, when you look at what this next one is going to be, it's not like, I don't know, like, they're...
It's going to be a socialist text.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's so interesting how that move, like that aesthetic is just the John Hughes aesthetic is pure, is like exactly what I associate with the 80s. And it perfectly reflects like what
Reagan.
The Reagan administration like wanted us to associate with the 80s.
Right.
It's just like wild that, that the politics and the aesthetic lined up that much.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, look, a lot of people were thrown out on the street because of these economic policies. But, like, look, they get to watch free concerts.
And they're dirty. So,
yeah. And that's how you know that it will trickle down eventually.
Well, Caitlin, it's been a pleasure, as always,
thanks
having you.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people find you and follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Caitlin Durante. Call back to the erotic fanfic that I mentioned
Platonic
earlier.
Platonic or erotic?
Well, I'm writing both.
Oh, fantastic.
But if you want to catch some of my Christmas-themed erotic fanfic that I'm performing on a show in LA on December 17th at the Lyric Hyperion.
Mm-hmm.
Please do that. Details for that are on my website, caitlindurante.com. And listen to the Bechdel cast, where we recently covered Home Alone.
Hey.
Hell yeah. And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, yes. Here it is. This comes from at Caleb Says Things. And it is, sorry, but if Amelia Bedelia was my maid, her ass would have been unemployed. The first time I saw, or the first time I said, draw me a bath, and she handed me a crayon picture of a bathtub, it would have been over for her.
Yeah, fuck Amelia Bedelia. Bedelia. What the fuck is her deal? wow. Delia. Miles, where can people find you, follow you?
Hey, shout out to the Delia's catalog.
Yeah.
For me, Twitter, Instagram at Miles of Gray. Also, new podcast, 420 Day Fiance with Sophie Alexandra, talking about our favorite show, 90 Day Fiance. If you need some trash reality balm to soothe your wounds, this is it.
Mm.
Some tweets that I like. First of all, shout out to everybody who put me onto the tweet about the dude who spilled baked beans on himself watching Cars 2, which was alluded to in the previous favorite tweet of the day from last week. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. I didn't realize it had gone viral in 2017, but I wasn't on Twitter then. And then also a tweet I like is from Dana Donnelly at Dana Donnelly. It says, to be honest, I think if I was a parent, I would rather watch my kid do porn than improv.
Oh my God. Oh no.
This is how I'm seeing though, this generational shift in comedy though, where like a lot of these younger comedians just have this, they're like, yo dude, improv ain't it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like that ain't the route anymore.
Mm.
Look at these kids. Look at these kids.
Look at these kids, though.
Love where it's going. Love where this stuff's going.
Some tweets I've been enjoying. We'll just go with Colin Crawford, who tweeted, huge cheers for Epstein during this year's Academy Awards in memoriam. And Michael Swaim, who tweeted, sometimes when I microwave 5 taquitos, they all stick together, and to cool them off, I blow into the tops and pretend I'm pan and do a little taquito jig. Shout out to Michael Swaim, one of the funniest people in the world. You can find
me. I want some
me.
Taquitos.
Find me on Twitter. Is that your impression of me?
No, that's from The Simpsons.
Oh.
Yeah, where they're on the boat and someone says like, oh, damn the torpedoes. And he's like, what? Someone goes, where are tuxedos? And then the legend goes, I want some taquitos.
Mm. All right. Yeah. I love The Simpsons.
And they're like, because the sea captain, he like totally crashed the boat. And they're like, how did you not see that? And he goes, yar, two glass eyes. And he takes his pipe and goes, clink, clink, against his glass eyes.
I do remember that. That's so
did Willem
visceral.
Dafoe in The Lighthouse, was he just playing that character from The Simpsons?
I need to watch it because I didn't realize.
Oh, man, you do, but he is.
Is he?
I'm answering
the
my own question.
Sea captain?
Oh,
yar.
Yeah.
Answer me this. Do you have any spare change?
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be today?
This is off the new album from Kay Trinata, who's one of my favorite producers. Artists. This new album's called Bubba, but this little track right here, it's Monday. You gotta get your shoulders loose. We just got a few more days to work before we can just die underneath gravity blankets and a lot of hot chocolate. And this track is called Puff La, L-A-H. And yeah, it's short but sweet, oh, what a beat.
Mm. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for today. We will be back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. And then after that, with more podcasts, we'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Right, gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.